laid a plank across a sawhorse or something like that, and, you know, so that the children could sit on each end.
That's
of
right.
It,
we call them, what we used to call them, some kind of thing, you know, we call them seesaws.
Seesaws, that's right.
Yeah.
And when the children are out there playing on the seesaw, you say, that, what are they doing on the seesaw?
That's right, yes.
Okay, if you're still out in the playground, and if you had a, if you made something for your grandchildren to play on, and it was like a plank, and it was anchored in the middle so that it would spin around, what would you call that?
What do you call them, spin around? I forget the name of them things. I know the name of them too, but I can't think.
All right. Well, what if you had still out in the playground? What if you had like a board and you anchored the board on each end so that they could jump up and down in the middle?
That's right.
What would you call that?
It's
all right.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a name for those either.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I know what they are, but I
can't call the name of it. Yeah.
All right. If you're burning coal in your fireplace, what kind of container would you keep near the fireplace to keep your coal in?
I'd call it a poker. And what you burn your coal on, I call them grates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, me and my husband got a house and it's got a chimney in it.
Sure.
I really like it. And my husband's a real city slicker, you know. He's never lived in the country. And he goes out and he buys something for us to put the logs on, to burn them in the fireplace.
That's right.
And he bought one that you use for burning coal instead of logs. And do you know we couldn't make any logs burn on that coal grate?
Sure, man.
It wouldn't
burn on that.
Wouldn't burn. We wasted more matches trying to get
that stuff to burn.
And it was just because it was on a coal grate. If you didn't have electricity in your house and you had to cook off of a wooden stove, you'd say that the smoke goes from the stove, you know, to the outside. It'd go up
We call that a stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to haul the coal up close to the house in?
Well, a wagon.
A wagon?
Yeah, there's some kind of little thing you push. I can't think of the name.
That's right. It's got a little wheel in the
front. You got a little wheel. Wheelbar.
That's right.
Yes, a wheelbar.
What do you use to put an edge on a knife with?
Well, let me see now. I generally, before I got into something to show now, I would just go to a rock like out there.
Mm-hmm.
And whet it on that rock. That's what I used to do.
Well, what was a big heavy thing that you used to sharpen an axe with?
Let me see. What was the name of that?
It was mounted with a treadle or a handle.
Yeah, that's right. Let me see. Axe sharpener. I forgot what that's the name of that, too. Yeah, folks would pour water on it.
Mm-hmm.
And turn that and sharpen that axe. What is the name of that? Grindstone. That's it, ain't it?
That's good, Hattie.
Grindstone.
Yeah. If you got a door hinge that's squeaking, every time you open the door it squeaks, and then what would you say you'd have to do to get that squeak out of there?
Well, sometimes you'd have to put grease on it.
That's right.
Put grease on it. Now it started to squeak it.
And what do you do to the inside of a muffin pan to keep it from sticking?
Well, I grease mine and sprinkle a little flour in there when it won't come up good.
Mm-hmm. Every so many thousand miles, you've got to do something to your
car.
Your car, you know, and they put
change
it up
off.
On.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. What do you call them, man?
Now, you were saying.